There is growing concern over the number of Christian churches that have come under attack in Indonesia in recent years. A report submitted to the Catholic charity Aid to the Church in Need by the president of Jakarta Christian Community Forum showed that 14 churches were attacked in the first 5 months of this year. Since 2006, over 200 Christian places of worship have been desecrated. Lydia O'Kane spoke to John Pontifex of Aid to the Church in Need, who explained why Christians are being targeted.
The focus of the report that we've received from Theophilus Bela, who's president of the Jakarta Christian Community Forum out in Indonesia, the basis of what he's saying is that the president, Susilo Bambang, has failed to do enough to crack down on the Islamists and other insurgents who are causing the problems against Christians and indeed general instability in the region as well. And he accuses the president of, quote, sleeping if there is an attack on Christian churches. He goes on to say, if the president sleeps, so do the police. So it's a broadside attack on the government for failing to take this matter seriously, and thereby only encouraging the action of this nature to continue.
Why are Christians being targeted?
The focus for that is that what we see is over the course of the last few years is that over time, a lot of people out in the villages have come into the center of the cities in Indonesia. And these centers have been largely populated by Muslim communities, and a lot of the people coming into them are Christians. And the local indigenous community, if you like, are unhappy about that. And so it is understood that that has caused a certain amount of friction, and they've taken it out on these outsiders, as they perceive them, who they see to be Christian. That's one aspect of it. The other is that it does seem that Islamist figures and other sympathizers are growing in profile, and we know that there are Islamists on the rise in that neck of the woods. All of that part of Indonesia has seen a rise in Islamist activity. So that is a real problem. And, of course, there is the famous Islamist Abu Bakr Bashir, who, of course, is accused of masterminding the attacks on the churches in Indonesia, and also who was convicted for conspiracy for the 2002 Bali bombings, if you remember. But, of course, that was overturned subsequently in Indonesia's Supreme Court. So there are those factors that account for the rise of these actions against the church.
What effect is this having on the Christian community? I mean, is there a very real fear factor now?
Well, Theophilus does go into that. He does speak about how the Christians are responding. Because, of course, what you're dealing with is a very large community of Christians, that you've got a 28.5 million Christian community. But he says that it's partly perhaps because of their number. I quote him as he says, "We Christians are not afraid because we are also citizens of this country like other groups of our society. Christians go to their churches," he goes on to say, "regularly, and our churches are always full every Sunday." And, of course, they take great pride in the fact that, of course, the country has a pluralistic ideology and that there's no actual state religion. So for those reasons, The Christians are not in any way cowed by this activity. And it's also said that the Christians have staged protests against the president by holding religious services on two Sundays in front of his state palace only just recently. So theirs is a bullish and very strong-willed approach, and it's full credit to them because, you know, if you have that sort of level of oppression against you, it would be very understandable were you to be reduced to a position of fear and of disappearing from the public eye.
So that was one of the questions I was going to actually ask you about Christians and how they were responding in the sense of, are they speaking out? And you've answered that certainly in the fact that they are holding protests. But I suppose the question or other question would be, are other people willing to listen?
Well, that's a really, really good question to ask, Lydia, because at Aid to the Church in Need, our primary concern is to awaken the world's conscience to the fact that the church in different parts of the world is under attack. It's not comprehensive. It's not happening everywhere. It's not happening to alarmingly increased degrees, but it is on the rise. And if you look at this single report here from Indonesia, we'll see that, okay, in the first 5 months of 2011, we've only had 14 attacks, whereas in the whole of last year, we had 46. So that would indicate a downturn. But if you take the position overall since the 1960s, the attacks have increased dramatically. And what we are seeing is that pattern replicated to a greater or lesser degree in many parts of the Muslim world. And it's time that we, particularly as Christians, recognize that the plight of our brothers and sisters in Christ is a plight that's worsening, that's deepening, and that it beholds us, it's beholden upon us to respond, both in prayer and in action. So the principal factor of response is to inform. So people need to really feel it's their responsibility to learn about these things and to understand them, and to react and to support those organizations, not least Aid to the Church in Need, that it's helping the church that's persecuted. So it's prayer, information, and action. Those are the three watchwords in response to the crisis that's ensuing in so many parts of the suffering church.